There we are. All right. Hey, you just heard some Cheap Trick here on the station you love in the town where you live, WUVT FM 90.7, Blacksburg, Virginia. This is the Big Waste of Time. Global Chemical Corporate Empire and Deep Park Industrial Complex Consortium presents the Doncast. Here with myself, Don the Don Rosberger. Wasting your time so you do not have to. Yes. Anyways, music coming up may contain strong or suggestive language, and listener discretion is advised. So, just wanted to get that out of the way. And, yes. So, the Don's here doing the show. And, yeah. Having a great time at it. And, all of that stuff. So, there you are. And here I am. And, yeah. So, all right. Well, here we are in the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to start getting some longer things. Just because we can. I'm actually going to mix some stuff up. Ooh. This is what... Well, I guess it's not really a mashup, but maybe it is a mashup. I'm not sure. I don't even know if it fits, but, you know, that's just how it is. Yeah. So, all right. So, yeah. All right. Anyways, yeah, here's a couple of things, and I'm going to go away for a little bit. Enjoy! Thank you.
Did you send out a telegram early this morning about 4 a.m.?
What the frick are these people? All right, Jim Silverman, right of Ellis, 201 East 50th, Jersey Heights, New York City. Send it once today, important $500, my account, bank investment, against American Dream account, stop. All settlements pending, no details possible, this medium. We'll call later today, tomorrow, with massive wisdom. And meanwhile, send the 555 links. Hunter Rochelle Flamingo, Las Vegas.
Telegram.
That's right, the telegram. Certainly. Well, we're here for the night. We check out. No, Brenda's here.
sorry for this. You know, you're
might have been Samoan. Samoan?
That's right.
Sorry, I wouldn't worry about it.
Thank you.
Pennsylvania. Barely drive. It's been floating along. This car has no sound or no, not being a car.
Some mess ball. Just announce yourself.
Yeah,
see what they say.
A lot of fresh, lively flavor packed into Wrigley's.
That's so bizarre that it might work.
See how it cools and freshens your taste.
No, they probably have a store there or something, a bookstore.
No, not a soap store.
But go over there and just ask them if they have copies, if they sell copies of the Rolling Stone. And if they got them, then I could ask them if they want to trade it to me for an autograph.
The drugs? After doing that, I just send it.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Water off the
next. I know there's a cliche that you see.
A bunch of freaks. To fuck with them.
It's like doing.
It's almost as much fun to fuck with freaks as it is with cops. I'm just very annoying and weird. Hurry up with that badge on it. I got mine on my coat. They're about to be fucked with somehow by the police. I think I was staring at two horrible freaks in this white headlight. So I can just check us out. I'll park right in front of that, what's the name of this thing? Austin? Austin already?
Thank you. might happen tomorrow, next time. But if they see a person going progressively to pieces, the problem is very, very important. We should get some ether, maybe. We did possibly. We could fuck ourselves up pretty bad. Like raw ether. Really, you can twist it.
You can buy it?
Yeah. These drugstores. Yeah. Shouldn't buy any drugs. Fuck for a bit of ether. Let me call Wilcox. Right there. See if I can get some drugs. I only called you there to say and say, unless they've written Rolling Stone thing just recently, there's no way they're going to say come on down and get some mess with them. Unless they just got finished with the magazine. So I thought it was a weird coincidence. But they put the magazine down in these two freaks appear right next to them. Not any mess with them. You know, it's an unlikely place for some movies. Well, you want to do that?
Yeah.
We've got nothing to lose. Well, here's that number. I don't think it's, I don't think it's going to ring anywhere. That's the main weird number. Maybe there'll be somebody there.
Okay.
I'm here, Hunter Thompson.
French Thompson?
Yeah. And also with John Wilcock.
John Wilcock. Are you doing an article?
On the drug convention they got here in town. The district attorney's, dangerous drugs or some goddamn thing, I don't know. Over here at the Dunes. Yeah, we're covering the convention, and we wanted to talk to Jay or somebody with the Free Press about it.
Is it very important? I mean, do you need it right away to get contact with
me? Well, it's pretty important. We're covering it for Rolling Stone.
Can I take your number?
Yeah, sure. I'm at the Flamingo Hotel. The number is 033-1224.
No, you're not even following my advice.
What is there?
God damn, look at that license there. J-A-L, Nevada. That's it, J-A-L. Big fucking blue cat.
Is that fight smog, ride a horse, or... Why don't all these Cadillac convertibles have that flag down on them? Ours has the same thing.
Yeah.
Must be made into the wind.
Second hole grapefruit, plus a quarter grapefruit. Should be where you're falling, man.
luggage and take them. Or do what you agree.
Take them home.
See you. We can hold paper.
By its price.
You think you might get a good deal?
I might, because the hamburgers are 29 cents. Tacos are 29 cents.
Where's the
American? It's just a cheap place, that's all.
Yep. We'll bargain with them. We'll fuck around with it.
Oh, no. Is it on?
It's on. It's already recorded.
Yeah, I know. Until I take it off.
There's not much tape left.
There's enough for my objectives. Hello.
Can I help you?
Yeah, you have tacos here? Are they Mexican tacos? Or just regular tacos? I mean, yeah, do you have chile in them and things like that? I'm sorry?
We have cheese in lettuce, and we have extra sauce. You know, put on.
I mean, you guarantee them that they are authentic Mexican tacos?
We live. Oh,
well, come on.
Absolutely. We have authentic Mexican tacos. Authentic.
I get what I'm paying for. But they're five for a dollar. I'll take five of them.
What's a taco?
What's that? That's a hamburger with a taco in the middle.
Same thing, but only it's on a bun instead of a shell.
Taco on a bun.
I'll bet you that your tacos are just hamburgers with a shell instead of a bun.
You just started working here, right?
When?
You just started working here?
Today.
I thought so, but I never saw you here before. You go to school around here? You go to school around here?
No, I don't go to school.
Oh. Okay, so that's the bad thing with the cheese, right?
Oh, they fold it over.
Oh, they fold it over. Yes,
yes.
Oh, it's very good.
I advise you to get,
what's a chili burger? That has,
chili.
It's a hamburger with chili.
I advise you to get a taco burger. Try that. Oh, I see. Yeah, the taco has meat in it.
Yes,
I forgot about that. Yeah, I'll try that.
Taco burger.
And add some coffee now, too.
Coffee, too?
Live right now, so I can drink it while I'm waiting.
Oh, that's good. Is that how you want us one taco burger?
Well, I'll try it. I might want two of them. How are you doing?
Are your eyes blue or green? Like a lizard?
Like a cat.
Oh, like a cat. No, that's the lizard. No, lizard changes color of skin.
Want anything to drink?
Beer. No, I have beer in the car. Tons of it. The whole back seat's full. Is a Boulder City somewhere around here?
Boulder City?
Yeah.
Do you want sugar?
Yeah.
She didn't know.
I said yeah.
We're in Boulder City, aren't we? We're very close to it.
Thank you.
Do it yourself.
Yes.
Boulder City. Okay. Aren't you from there?
No. I've never been here before. We're just traveling through.
You just go straight up.
This road here? Any action up there in Boulder City?
Don't ask me.
I mean, is there gambling there?
I don't know. It's just a little town.
Well, it is a casino place.
I don't know.
Well, where are you
living in Nevada?
Wait, where are you from?
New York.
How long? And you just been here a day?
No. I've been here for a while.
Oh. I mean, where do you go around here? I mean, like, say you wanted to go swimming or something like that.
Me?
If you wanted to go...
Jump in my backyard.
Okay. What's the address then?
Go to the lake or something. The pools aren't open yet.
I know.
Go to the lake.
See,
that's Boulder Highway. You just keep going up. You see, it's Boulder City.
Let me explain it to you. Let me run it down just briefly if I can. We're looking for the American Dream. We were told that it was somewhere in this area, but...
Dream.
Yeah, the American
Tell
Dream.
Yourself, go to paradise.
Is that it? Well, we're here looking for it because they sent us out here all the way from San Francisco to look for it. That's why they gave us that white Cadillac there. They figured that we could catch up with it in that.
Hey, Lou, you know what the American Dream is?
She's asking him. She's asking him to cook if she knows what the American Dream is.
Five tacos, one taco burger. Do you know what the American Dream is? What is that? I told him to kill himself and go to paradise.
What is it?
We don't know. We were sent out here from San Francisco to look for the American Dream by a magazine that we're to cover.
Oh, you mean a place?
A place called the American Dream.
Well, isn't that the old psychiatrist club? The old psychiatrist club.
It's called the
It's on paradise.
Dinner.
It's on paradise. Heck yes.
We found it. Come here.
Now, are you guys serious?
No, well, look at that car. I mean, do I look like I'm in a car like that?
Could that be the old psychiatrist club? It was a discotheque place.
Maybe that's it.
It's on Paradise.
Ross Allen had the old psychiatrist club. Is he the owner now?
I don't know. He said all we were told was go to find the American dream. Take this white Cadillac and go find the American dream. It's somewhere in Las Vegas area. And it's a nice story to do, but, you know, that's what we get paid for.
Are you taking pictures of it? Or?
No pictures.
Or did somebody just send you a goose chase?
It's sort of a wild goose chase, more or less, you know.
Well, it has to be the old psychiatrist club, but the only people that hang out there is a bunch of pushers, peddlers, uppers and downers and all that stuff.
Maybe that's it.
Dopers. But I never...
Is it a whole day?
Oh, honey, this never stops. But it's not a casino.
What's
on Paradise. The old psychiatrist club's on Paradise.
Is that what it's called, the old psychiatrist club?
No, that's what it used to be. But they, someone rebought it, but I didn't hear about it at American Dream. It was something like it's associated with it's a mental joint. We're all the dopeys hang out.
A mental joint? You mean like a mental hospital?
You know, honey, where all the dope peddlers and all the pushers, everybody hangs out. It's a bunch where all the kids are potted when they go in and everything. But it's not called what you said, American Dream.
You have any idea what it might be called? Well, we're more or less where do you think it might be located? We can just drive around.
On Paradise and Eastern.
Paradise and Eastern.
Paradise and Eastern, but Paradise and Eastern are parallel. But I know I come off of Eastern.
Yeah.
And then I go to Paradise. Yeah, I know it. But that would make it then on Paradise around Flamingo, right straight up here. I think somebody's handed you a...
We're staying at the Flamingo. I think this place you're talking about, the way you're describing it, I think, you know, maybe that's it. So you just, you know...
What is that? It's not a tourist attraction.
Is that a Las Vegas thing, the layout?
No, it's a... It's a magazine, San Francisco Magazine. Yeah, we're doing a story for
that has to be psychiatrist. But my God, these kids go in there are weird out there.
Well, that's why they sent me along. See, I'm the writer, I'm the bodyguard.
These kids are nuts.
We'll take care of them.
Yeah, they got me lost.
24-hour day violence, is that what we're saying?
Here's the exact thing. All right, now here's the main thing.